Good evening, everybody. Steve Kennedy is going to be a few minutes late. Let's get started with him. Michelle, how about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready?
Yes.
Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that all the directors are present tonight. And can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor of the agenda say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. The agenda is approved. And public comments first. Okay. All right. No public comments. Agency reports. So what mic does she
use? It's a mic.
Oh, it is.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Susan Drake from County Supervisor Levenwood's office. Just have a couple quick things to touch on. Thanks so much to Wes for helping with the winter traffic meeting and for letting us use the room, and for Paul Bauer and John Deeds, who are assisting with that as well. It's going to be happening this Thursday. It's a great way for a bunch of agencies to get together at one table and talk about positive solutions for winter traffic and things we learned from last year that need to implement in this year. So we're all looking forward to that meeting on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Also, our office got a call from a resident close by in the neighborhood here that was worried about speeding cars in the residential areas, and we have been in contact with our CHP Captain DeLong, and he's going to be sending some extra patrols up here, so you may see some extra CHP.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's getting ready to retire, but I'm sure his replacement is going to be this as well.
Right.
Also, the county's in its final draft of some changes to the short-term rental ordinance. So if anybody has any feedback of what you see in neighborhoods or what you see in your properties that you use in the short-term rentals, just give our office a call and give us some idea of what you'd like to see.
Where can we get a copy?
It's still in draft form. If you... I'm going to give you my card.
Should we post it? Can we post it to the website?
You can, but it's just going to be the draft.
I understand, but it could say draft on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could put on there that you would like some public comment and perhaps an email address that they can send it to.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Good evening, I'm Sergeant Russell McCurry with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, and I'm assigned here in Phelan because I didn't have the stats for September of last time.
Oh, great.
So for the month of September, we had a total of 118 calls for service and 18 reports were taken. The high call volumes in Wrightwood were welfare checks at 13, burglar alarms at 10, follow-ups at 7, area checks at 6, and keep the pieces at 5. In the month of October,
is there any arrests or anything on there that go into that kind of?
Yes, there were a total of 6 arrests, and if you remember from my comments last time, we did have a problem person. That
yeah.
Up here, we had to arrest him 3 times.
Wow.
Okay. Was that what the keep the piece was about?
No, keep the peace are generally people that are having relationship issues and they have to come back over and pick up their stuff and they want us to stand by so they don't get stuck.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
That's generally, okay. That's generally what keep the peace are. And for the month of October, there were a total of 109 calls for service, 10 reports were taken, and 1 arrest. And the high call volumes were welfare checks at 8, extra patrol at 7, area checks at 6, subject checks at 5, and burglar alarms at 4. We also did hear from Levington's office about some speeding issues, and our liaison deputy who works up here, he's been advised, and he's out looking for people also.
Okay, that's great. Now, in those stats, does it have burglaries and such? Yeah, that's what I'm not hearing. Is it, it doesn't resonate with me really on what that means exactly. I know there's 110 calls for service?
109 calls for service.
109 calls. And it does it break it down and say, hey, we took this many reports of burglaries? Or?
Yes, it does, but I didn't bring those. So if you'd like me to bring those.
I would, yeah.
And also, if you wanted more information as to the big type and nature of the call, you can make a public records request by our public affairs division, and they can provide that information to
you. Okay, all right.
But as far as, do you like to identify it? I do not have, I didn't print those because you typically ask for those, but I do not know what the public records stats were.
Yeah, because, I mean, those stats are great, but they just, it doesn't say what it is. So there's no, I mean, it could be anything, right? It could just be, they're just a call for service. So.
Well, there was only a total of, for the month of October, 10 reports that were taken.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The other agencies. All right. Okay, the consent calendar. Anybody check out the board meeting minutes?
Yeah, they look okay. If I had a question on number 11, we had talked about the state recycle and the recycle committee, and we were going to talk to Brad as far as CR&R.
Yeah.
Is there anything done on that? Because we talked about putting it on this.
Well, this is just to approve the minutes.
Approve the minutes are okay.
Okay. Well, let's roll through that.
I'm not contacted.
Let's roll through
that. We're going to start again.
Let's just stick to the.
Okay.
All right. So can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion to approve the consent calendar. Meeting minutes.
Right, okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Consent calendar carries. And item seven, the general manager report.
Okay, we have a good one. I attended the last meeting on October 16th, and the service review was approved. This means that we're doing a good job running this ESG. They did request our financial data to be added to our website. I completed that Friday, October 18th. I'm working Friday to staff the office. And so far we've had a maximum of 2 people come in on one day. So I'll keep continuing the Fridays and with the board now have those from the end of the year. The security cameras have been installed and all are working. We have leased, installed, and computer cameras from the CNC phones and the laptop computer. We're working to get the link on the desktop computer running.
And that's something that UI is helping with, right? There's something there's because we want to make it a secure link.
Yes.
Okay.
The desktop computer was having multiple issues and unless it was the purchase of a new computer. As of Sunday, the install is complete and the dump charge was removed on Sunday the 3rd. So everything is complete, reinstalled on.
And once again, I mean, I hate that, but it's UIA that did this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just want to say.
Yes, Byron did a wonderful job. She's been here 3 Sundays in a row.
Yeah, I think he spent 8 hours on it total. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And that's $0. That's free. We just did that for charity.
Yeah, for the official.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
We installed another motion sensor light over the shed doors as the one outside the kitchen was being blocked by the pine tree. ADT up and running with a direct deposit on the payroll of October 16th. We also purchased two used microphones to replace the two that were not working well. However, we found out it's the plug that's not working well, not the microphone. So that's something that's still in process right now.
Well, I think we have to get in contact with Dusty. She installed it. I think the wires got ripped out of there. It needs to be redone.
Yeah, we'll get in contact with them.
Okay.
A review of our bank account was done recently. We received over $100 in refunds and bank charges on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, our monthly bank fees are going to be considerably less. I'm anticipating no more than $14 a month at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As opposed to over 30.
Okay, good.
A review of groups with variances on file so that we have two groups, CERT and Y dancers, that currently do not have either a security deposit or insurance on file. So I don't know if you want to if we need to contact them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and you want both of groups to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the agreement.
I met with two representatives of the Hawson Water Board on October 25th. They're requesting that we start up monitoring at least one of our wells. I'm looking into this more fully, and I will get back to you on the December meeting on what all that entails.
They're requesting that of us or Golden State?
Us. The wells belong to you, the CSG.
Really? No. Oh, no.
Well, okay.
It's Golden State.
The wells, monitoring the wells and having the reports done were part of CSA 56. And then when the CSD took it over, that's the CSD is supposed to be taking.
Is that one of our 4 pounds wastewater?
No.
Planning and engineering in the event that we have.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I think we got to get a hold of Golden State.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get a hold of Golden State and say, hey, we have this request. And they may already be monitoring it. They may already have a report.
Okay, I will get into that.
Yeah, and what's the deadline on that?
It's upcoming. They will not give us a deadline.
Okay.
But it needs to be done.
Okay.
If they get really cranky, they said that they can put cease and desist on us for new buildings and new septic systems. So, but because I'm working with them, they're fine.
Well, could you talk to them and try to find out what the timeline is approximately? At the same time, talk to Golden State.
Okay.
And see if they have that in place, and if they don't, then we have to ask them, okay, what will it take, and how long would it take, and have to kind of meld those things together.
Okay. Alright, on October 29th, we had a break-in at the tool shed. Approximately $1,200 worth of equipment was stolen.
Yeah.
The sheriff took a report, and they also sent the videos and the security cameras to them.
Yeah.
But it's an ongoing case.
So the new security cameras caught that?
They did.
Okay. They did. Is there a clear picture?
It was not. He kind of had a meeting and was hiding, and they knew the cameras were there. So, but we do think we do have a picture of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
With the holidays coming up, I'm looking to close the office Thanksgiving and the day after, and Christmas and the Thursday and Friday after, just because we don't anticipate a lot of people coming in during that time.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have shop at home the day after Christmas, the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, and all the business will be open until 9 o'clock, so we just got to be careful with shopping.
Okay.
I don't know how we did it.
You mean the bathroom?
Right.
The bathroom.
I think
Al
was
here
to monitor.
Yeah. Are you able to set the timer on those doors over there just
to
ad hoc?
No, I'm not. I need to call the locksmith out to change the timer. So
really? Is that right?
It is. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. If we want the bathrooms open, I can make sure that the bathrooms will be open.
Because you're going to have the tree lighting up at 6 o'clock and at the whole town.
So for those special times, we have to do that manually.
So right now, yes. It requires a computer to set the timer. I have not looked at the instructions on how to set it manually.
But that is something that's on my list to do.
So Steve plugs in a computer and resets it,
yes,
is what he does.
And what's the charge for that?
It's a service call, so I think it's...
I don't know.
I
think
county thinks
it was 150.
Yeah, but we should. Yes, for sure.
And we need
for sure.
To get the manual.
Yeah, we need to know how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll volunteer by the time to help figure it out. If we could have Steve, I'm sure I could call Steve and say, hey, you know, can you just show us how to do it? And
yes, he is.
Okay, all right. Well, I would recommend that if he shows us that Byron or somebody like that is around, so we can record it. Maybe we can film the thing or something, so we can just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. We got definitely a thing to
make sure. Okay. So I'll make sure that was open.
That's from the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this was like in the Veterans Park campus, put up already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the bus, I don't know if this is the right time to request it, but with the bookings of the community building, you know, there's bookings like the co-op where I'm here every other week and it's the exact same thing every other week. But then there's other groups like Snowing Players, I think Centerstage is probably dear enough to start booking some stuff for the spring. There's Blue Society that are in and out, but sometimes it's rehearsals, sometimes it's shows. Snowing Players, there's the kids, there's the adults. Can we designate on the calendar and whatever records we're keeping for what's happening for those kind of groups? But a co-op is a co-op. But say for selling players, when it's a rehearsal and when there are actual productions in here and such. I think that would be a lot friendlier to our public, not to mention the people in those groups.
You mean just more detail on the calendar?
Just a little more detail.
Yeah, okay.
I try to put rehearsal,
but
sometimes the he won't
let me.
It'll cut it off.
Do you at least have it in the written form? Such that you know, I do know what event these groups are in here for. So when you write with Blue Society, say folks in advance, it's not just that they have these dates on the calendar. You know, this is their talent competition. This is their winter show.
Ask it on the calendar.
Okay.
Bringing guitars or whatever they're doing.
Right. Okay. Okay. I don't know if there's a way to abbreviate or just a capital R for rehearsals and
SE for performance. I did put for sure.
Okay.
Rehearsal, I just knew you guys would go. But I can definitely do that.
Well, the people that plan it know, but in all of these volunteer organizations, there's so many people involved in them. And one hand doesn't necessarily know what the other's doing. So, but then also just for the public to know that, oh, somebody's in here tonight, oh, it's a rehearsal, or oh, it's an event. Because that kind of impacts when people show up. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, is that it? And so, okay, so the shed issues, I guess we're going a little bit later on. Okay, so next is the financials, October 2019 financials.
Lori, is there a way that you can put on the budget? Actuals to date, or the budget to date versus the actuals that we're getting?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Yes,
so I don't think that the budget's been input into QuickBooks, but I can do that.
Okay. And then also, on item 5130, professional services, I noticed in check number 1644 to Kennedy's group for $2,775, but that doesn't show up here. And I went back, and looked at September, and it was the same thing. There was nothing on Kennedy's stuff on the P&L, but we showed a check written to them. So that's 2 months in a row that nothing's showing up on the professional services for Kennedy's, because that his is always big until he donates stuff, but that does affect, you know, our bottom line and how much we're paying.
Did it get misclassified on the
I didn't find it anywhere in here. It's just that, $27.75.
Why?
It could have been the September bill, and we got it after we did the September financial.
Right.
So.
And then September was, but the last time I saw it show up on these was in August.
Yeah, I think it has to do with when we get the bill in, as opposed to what month it's for, is why you're not seeing it. But if I do a year-to-date, budget year-to-date, you will see it there.
Okay. And the only reason I asked is because it said it was, the disbursement date was 10/14 and it cleared on 10/23.
Right, but if it was for his billing for the September hours, then technically it's actually a September expense.
Right.
Okay. Even though we received it late.
The checks for 1637 and 1659, C&M installation, that's for installations and the equipment, correct?
Correct.
That's the total amount?
Yes. Okay. It was half on approval and then half was installed with it.
Okay. And then on your, let's see, on this page,
uh-huh.
That's got the hours of everybody.
Yes.
You got on the far right, 10 hours on call, 18 on call, 3.5, MGG, 16 on call, 8 on call. Who are those four?
Basically, the majority of those is for Tammy.
Okay.
She's the one who's on call most often. The 4.5 for car was for John. He worked the whole car show. And 3.5 MTG is the board meeting from last month. So I'm just putting all of the extra hours off to the side so that you know why they
are
over.
So as example for Tammy, that includes the 108 on 8/1?
Yes.
Okay.
So 108 is made up.
Plus the on call.
No.
Okay.
No.
So why are the hours increased so much? Yours are almost double the parts, up 25% of the office.
Well, mine are double because I actually booked every single hour I worked this month, and that included three Sundays with Byron working on computers. So and the month before I was on vacation this week. So
and the parts. Everybody is just significant. Well, the office is only at 5 hours, but everybody else is significantly.
Yeah, John was sick in the month of September, so his hours went down quite a bit.
So you're saying the previous month, now the hours are artificially low?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. She was gone for 2 weeks on her time.
Yeah.
That was September.
Yeah. That's all I had on that.
Okay, very good. Anything else you guys? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, what I'm looking for on the financials is just, as an example, membership 17, oh, I know that's a bad one. What I want to see is this is the actuals for this month. Here is the budgeted.
Yeah.
And so I can see, are we on budget or, are we going to have to
recalculate? You're better off looking at year to date, but I can put it
yeah.
directly.
Yeah, year to date is fine.
I think year to date will work.
Okay, I
do that. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be hard to do that by month.
Okay. That's all I have.
Right. Thank you.
Financial.
Right. Item 9, Park and Recreation.
Hi, Monica DeGrasse. We just finished the softball season. We want to make sure it's really local. We have several teams that have been asking for the spring league, so we've invested in the next week. So we finished up there, and then we started a formal league, and we had our first team last night. We had 18 registered. We collected $200 in registration. I used the $200 donation that Steve had given us, so we took one mobile.
Very nice. All right.
And the price for cornhole is just really just what we did last time. Money, so it'll be $100 value since we got the 18. And I wrote everything here. There won't be any extra cost to process. Cornhole doesn't require restorative or anything like that.
Mm.
There are official cornhole restaurant referees, if you know, I called and talked to some of them. We have requests to try to start a winter league, so I'm in talks with the school district to try to see if we can get Chaparral or another local field that is not in the snow level to see if we can start a league. That's what we figured I'm originally thinking. We're thinking maybe end of mid-January, just so that it doesn't overlap with the spring softball, and people kind of co-play on both of those. And then I'm also in talks with them about flag football, so that means we can get that started up in the winter or the spring. We try to have that done before the league starts, because a lot of the kids also play the league. That first year was on the 8th, so really different from the snow. Last year, April 1st was part of the season, so.
Have you found anybody to replace Thunder Rock,
No, it'll be West and I creating a registration. They all the contacts will.
Okay.
And I don't know if you got my email.
I did, yeah.
I figured we'll email me back when you have time.
Yeah.
Should I just email you?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks. I'm not long ago, you know the name.
I do. Softball. So how many people, residents attended softball?
This season we had, I was going to do a year in report, so like the offer is December. But we had 12 teams, and the teams consisted of anything from, I want to say, 15 people last year to 25 people last year.
But I think that those are some good statistics to share to the community, because I don't think they know how many people attend each one of these things that you put together.
Yeah, I'll come in December is when I'm doing like a year-end recap on everything that we've done and how many people have participated.
Because I think those numbers are going to floor everybody.
Yeah,
especially
put up a paper.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Wrightwood versus Team 11.
Well, they cost you, and you said they don't do these things.
That's why you're under it.
They're
not a register.
I think those statistics will be great.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
Good job. All right,
item 10, reserve policy.
The board previously asked this item to be tabled until the audit was done. Both audits are complete, and we have the depreciation numbers for each year. 2017 was $28,385. 2018 was $27,267. The resolution calls for 25% to 50% of depreciation to be moved into reserve for replacement. This would be in the ballpark of $7,000 to $14,000 for 2017 and $6,000 to $13,000 for 2018. I would recommend $10,000 for each year should you guys accept the resolution, and then the reserve for operations can be funded slowly. I would recommend moving at least $20,000 over to that account. Basically, it's supposed to have 3 months worth of expenses in it, and I calculated those at 40, but I don't want to move quite that much money into another reserve account at this time.
Yeah, it would be nice to do to a small amount, and then when we pay off, we're going to pay off the skate park this April, right?
So right.
Then next year would be perfect. Let's move a bunch more in there, I think.
Yeah, so I guess basically what the board needs to vote on is whether they accept the resolution, and then also how much you want to have moved into those accounts if you accept the resolution.
And as of now, our bank account has $133,000.
It was as of October 31st.
Yeah.
We still have a drawdown of November. December, then we get the extra revenue in December, right?
Yeah, December through end of January is the big amounts.
So if we took the 10 and 10 and the 20, that's 40,000, that puts us under the 100. So we have the taxes coming up. So
but that you can use whatever's in the reserve for operations for operational expenses should be needed, yeah, even after you move it in.
You want to build it up, and you want to be accurate. You don't want to just, you don't want to go back and forth with it. It's just basic.
Right.
So I think we would do halves.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 5 and 10, or 10 and 10 and no.
Well, I was going to say the resolution calls for 25% to 50% of the depreciation to go into the fixed asset reserve account. So, if you approve the resolution as it stands, you have to put about $13,800 into that account at minimum.
Yeah.
We don't have to fund the reserve for operations out this 20. We just want to do the 2.
So, if we do 20, that covers that, right?
The 20 will cover the reserve for replacement. And if you want to put a whole amount of the reserve for operations, you can.
Right.
Yeah, I think we should build it up slowly and just do half. And then let's, you know, next year when we're clear of that, if we stay on budget and we're clear of that skate park payment.
And when's the election payment done? So that's the $10,000.
That's at the first of the year every year.
Is it going to be done by the time we have our next
election? Is that what you're, yeah.
Yes. When is that?
No, we're never going to do it. That
would never get terminated?
No. It's a 6. I didn't know what you're asking.
Yeah, right.
And so it's a 6-year deal. Yeah.
But there'll also be a cost for next year's election.
This, I think we. Right. How many of those payments have we made? Three?
Three.
Yeah.
And the total was, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
We got 3 left, plus whatever they're going to charge us for the next election in 2020.
Which is probably around 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was so high because it was a special.
Right, no, I understand.
That's worse, yeah. Special.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So should we go ahead?
Alright. Well, you need to vote on the resolution first, and then how much you want to put in for the.
So the minimum you're saying is $13,800 for both years.
Yes.
Combined. $7,000.
So yeah, we still have almost 7 grand for both.
Yeah, so we need to vote on the resolution first. Okay. And Steve, you looked this over and everything, right? This is from Steve, I think.
Yes, the title parts are, I prepared. And I might point out in answer to the question regarding the role of the HUNT and your function, you might want to take a look at the second recital in the resolution, the last one. The last 3 lines after in that recital talk about the fourth prong of what your authority is, and they talk about directly what Piccolo mentioned, planning and engineering for the potential development of a regional wastewater treatment system should such be required by law. So that's the fourth power that you have.
Yeah.
With respect to the proposed action, yeah, that the resolution talks about in terms of the board's endeavoring to reach these goals. So the resolution is a policy statement by the boards, and then how you fund it is certainly how the board intends to implement that policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that would be the proposed action, to adopt the resolution and then for the board to choose out of the vote.
Right.
I might point out that yes, you can move money in and out of it, but to move out does require forfeits both.
Right. And you just don't want that to be a habit anyway.
Correct.
It's not a good
habit. I think that's certainly not the intent.
Right. Right. So try to be conservative. Okay. Any more questions on the resolution committee board members? Any public comments on this? Okay. Well, I think it's fine. I think resolution's fine. We need to we need to do it. Can I have a motion to accept the resolution?
I'll make a motion to accept that resolution 2019-10 resolution for the establishing a policy for the district's reserves.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Resolution is adopted.
Now we got to do the dollar amount, right?
Yep.
So it seems logical to just put to me to have even amounts, put 14 into the initial one and 6 into the other. Does that seem problematic to any of you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I was thinking doing the 13-8, a minimum, mm-hmm. and then hold off until just for next year, it could be the other piece of that.
So not do the 20 now? I know I did 20, so then according to what you're saying, 13-8
to... 13-8 for the 2 years.
And then 6-2 for the other, or for a total of 20, or...
No, I would think it's just doing just one segment of it, not the other one, not the operational, and hold off on the operational.
I think it would be wise to get 20 in there, but I guess they're all kind of arbitrary.
Well, I think it ought to be as low as we think we can afford, and then we reassess this in next year.
That follows the 13.8.
Oh.
Why
are
you
putting
these? Now you want to see them
out there?
$25
right? Yeah. Okay.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yeah. All right, can I have a motion to, how much came out again?
$13,800.
I'll make a motion.
$13,816.75. How about 13?
13,900. Yeah.
Can we just make it a new 14?
14,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so 14,000 to go into the reserve account. 100%?
For replacement.
For replacements.
Okay. I can have a motion to put $14,000 into the let's see, I can't meet you.
Reserve for replacement. Don't move.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
So, Lori, can you make a note that we bring this back to
you? Yes, I have it.
Okay.
And nothing for reserve for operations.
No, I think after we make that payment in April, I think, and then we'll be a little thin around July. That's our, and so we'll be able to make a good judgment then.
Okay.
Yeah. Item 11, surplus equipment.
Okay, we've installed the new security cameras. We now have several old cameras, a monitor, and a recorder with hard drive that we're no longer using. With the exception of a hard drive, I'm requesting the board declare that I have surplus so they can be destroyed. The hard drive needs to be disposed of separately and should be totally destroyed before getting rid of it.
Yeah, that's true.
In addition, we have a gas-powered lawnmower, weed eater, and leaf blower that are non-operational. I'd like the board to declare these as surplus as well. I want to try to sell them maybe on the Facebook page for $5, $10 because I think somebody can help use them for parts. But the value to tear them is going to exceed the value. The last sentence says we currently have rechargeable equipment that we use and it's in good condition, but we need to discuss that on the
Is there any history of where we got that stuff?
The
judges
were trying to get rid of
the
original
from
the county, I believe, like the original
law. There's
no history,
you know,
other than...
Yeah,
no
paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Wait a minute,
So, we got broken in and they didn't take the bad stuff?
Right, they took the really good stuff.
Well, it's all brand new, it's brand new, the new stuff.
You know, so batteries.
Where's the deputy at? Yeah. Okay.
And so we set this work in the shed currently.
Okay.
I don't have any objections.
No. Anybody have any objections to that?
Do we need a motion on
that? Yeah. Okay. Can I have a motion to declare security cameras and everything listed here, the lawnmower, the weed eater, weed blower, everything that's on this list as having zero value?
So moved.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right.
I have a question for you. I'm thinking about this, the table that shares that we're going to live on.
Yeah.
I'll not look at them before you left.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have two other chairs still out there, but those are the ones we're getting rid of.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Item 12, WCSD hours and expectations. Did I skip your name? Item 12, WCSD hours and expectations.
For the general manager's report and staff in the office on Friday, so far we've had two people come in on October 2nd, one person on the 11th, nobody on the 18th, and one person on the 25th. And we continue to staff through Friday through year end, and I'll bring it back to the board if they want to continue it. I did update our hours on the website today.
Given that, do you still want to do
I got the job. It's an 80-hour a month job. It's 20 hours a week. And I guess I just don't understand the concept. I thought the whole thing was always Monday through Friday, 5 mornings a week.
Well, if you spend extra hours doing so, like fixing the computer, there's always a certain amount of hours doing that sort of thing, right, that are just beyond the, and so
right.
If you add Friday in there,
your payroll says that the hours are based on 5 consecutive hour workdays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of an isolation, so we don't know how many people are coming in on any other day, during any other given month.
We'll keep running it until...
Right, so it's not very meaningful to me without understanding how
okay.
many people come in on other days. I know that there's constantly therapy people here on Sunday morning. The last month, there's reporting some people in and out. She has meetings and stuff going. So
I had meetings scheduled to go. I mean, the hot water board was here on a Friday. I've had people come in on Friday just because the office is quiet and it's conducive to talking to people at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I say it needs to be discussed in the context of how many people come in on other days, but then also
okay.
what are the hours when things are being done? I mean, the big picture of the general manager's work hours and the office staff's work hours and everything else. It's changed kind of continuously since we've
Do you want to come up on the January agenda and talk about it again? Maybe it's going to keep it going on Fridays.
Well, maybe we should also have the statistics on the other 4 days as well.
Okay, we can
log out.
If we're gonna have any statistics, we need them all.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no comparison basis of comparison for them. So.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Item 13, Veterans Park dedication, discussion, possible action.
Okay, basically, this is kind of like a null item. We had somebody come in and wanted to do a small memorial in the Veterans Park for his father who just passed away. However, I got information from the Veterans Committee that they don't
Yeah.
Do any of those requests?
Yeah.
And that they want to do chambers only and keep everything as is. So basically, it's a dull thing.
I think that's right. Like, anything that happens at Veterans Park, anything at all, even if we're doing erosion control, anything, it doesn't matter how positive somebody might find that, you know, hey, this would be a really great idea. It has to be run by that committee. We must get permission from the committee.
Right. I did contact them prior to putting it on the agenda and got no response. I just got response Thursday or Friday last week, so.
And they were against it.
So that's why I said, I told them they didn't need to appear at the meeting.
Right, and I think that until you get a response, you can't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, we just can't. And even if they don't respond for 2 weeks, we have to run it by them because they really care about that thing over there, and it's really important. So we can't, even though we might find it. Or somebody might say, hey, we're going to do a erosion control. This is going to help this section. We can't do it until we talk to them. Unless there's some emergency or something, of course, right? Or something's being flooded and we've got to just fix it right now. That'd be the only time I could think of to do that.
Okay.
They meet on the first Sunday. So if you plan to if you
want
to ask them, they'll come right before the meeting.
Because
if it comes out to their meeting, it'll be a month before you hear from them.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I think we can email is the key players, right? If you email Confidard or Hank, you're going to get a response.
Oh, yeah.
You get a healthy response.
Really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. Item 14, playground material.
Currently, the playgrounds are in need of more wood chips. We have black netting shown in several areas, and I think this might be a trip hazard. The recommended level of wood chips is at 6 to 8 inches around equipment. We have less than one. With the level of the wood chips currently, I'm afraid of injuries at the park because they're not being cushioned as they're coming off of that playground equipment. The item was on a capital improvement plan at $2,500, but I got quotes as they're listed here. The two highest quotes were actually cubic yards, and so they needed to change the revised quotes after I had this published. MD material is too small for them to deal with, so they don't want it, so they won't deal with them. Great Western dropped their quote down to $1,800. But I think our best quotes are from Rocky Mountain and Playground Equipment.
Well, can I make a suggestion here?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I know that LA County is just chopping down the eucalyptus trees like crazy.
It has to be specially engineered wood chips that go into the playground. It can't just be wood chips.
Otherwise,
it can't. Yeah. No, it can't. They have to be engineered wood fiber. Which is not just chips.
Okay. All right.
When we do this, I'd really appreciate it if we could pay special attention to the fly that is the northernmost fly, which is a fencing area for the young children, because I don't know what it's like now. I've been in there in a decade, but I know that the drop used to be, like the drop for big kids flies was like this. The drop for the little kids fly was like as tall as some of those little toddlers coming off that fly.
Right, yeah.
And it may not be wood chips, it may be some other cell material that needs to go in there. Anyway, you probably know more of what it's like these days.
It's still
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to fix that. Make it a little more actually toddler friendly.
Yeah, that's the plan. I included that in the footage.
Okay.
Basically, the two companies that we're looking at, either Rocky Mountain or Playground, will come and they will dump the chips in the parking lot, and then we have to spread them. So then, when we do this, we will be asking for volunteers to help us with it.
Parking lot.
Oh, by the car.
Playground.
Okay.
Turn around.
It'll
be right out there.
No, it'll be the one side of the parking lot. Or the playground.
I
What's the positive negative between these two? Same shift?
Basically, yes. It's the basic same shift.
Do you have an intuition or a favorite or leaning?
Well, my favorite was Great Western, but because they'll blow it onto the Pelican for us. But not three times the cost. So I don't have a favorite. They were all very responsive. So I would take it with the playground equipment and lower. Yeah.
Is that Monica here?
Yeah.
No.
She's already left. Okay.
Yeah. But she could probably get here. Softball.
That's a good idea.
Any comment from the,
Mike?
I'm not all here today.
Oh, not all here. What?
No, that was 4,600.
No, it's 18. 18 to blow it on. The 4,600 was cubic yards, blowing 8 cubic feet. How many cubic feet? Like, what is the volume we're talking about? 82 cubic feet.
Yeah, that's not very much.
Until you start following it. Until you start having to shovel it onto the playground, then it gets very heavy.
Hold on.
Mike, do you have any estimate of like what kind of driver that would be to take 82?
I'm not sure. 82 cubic feet, I wouldn't be able to do that. The park we call it here, you know, we say
that
show up in the winter time, and rain or snow, and yeah. I don't know. I think it's how many men are taking.
What's the difference
between 1,100 dollars?
Yeah.
11 to 1,200.
So
it's more than double.
But
so speaking of weather,
is this, are we on a good time schedule for this?
I do not have a time schedule, but I think we should
just
sit around in the waiter.
And they
would
dump it like in the parking
spaces? Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be
hauling it via wheelbarrows or buckets, wagons, whatever that be.
They wouldn't even pour it over the embankment for us?
Nope.
Okay.
Can you get
some of the mic and say your name and everything for us?
I'm Jerry Beard. I'm not even sure I should be here because I didn't attend any of
them. No, we.
I'm sorry. So I've been to the park to take my grandson there. I don't know how many square foot that park is, but 82 cubic feet of. Which is, this sounds right.
No, it doesn't.
A cord of firewood is 128 cubic feet. So it sounds like it would add a half inch to your or something. That doesn't sound right.
That was the calculation that they came up with.
Well,
they have a, on the website, that you put in the dimensions of what you're trying to sell and then how deep you're trying to sell it, and then it calculates the cubic feet.
And we're talking about three separate beds. We're talking about the toddler, the fenced-in area, and then the area with the climbing stuff, and then the other with the bridge. And, what was the area of those three?
I don't have it with me. I'm sorry. I didn't bring it.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't. How big of an area is that?
I got rid of the measurements, but I can go back and redo it.
Can we get that again? It just something's not right. Something that just does not add up right.
And did you do the calculation and then give us to each of these companies, or did you give each of these companies the measurements and they each calculate?
No, I did the calculation and I gave that amount to each of the companies.
Yeah.
Is it possible to ask them to do the calculations and see if we're underestimating or?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any more about this than what you said, but.
Yeah, that's only. We got some valid points from our. It's only 3 yards of.
Right.
3 cubic yards of sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll redo it.
Okay.
While we're on this topic, I have an unrelated question. I was there on Sunday, and there are, like, 6 kind of torn-up railroad ties that look like someone unearthed those with some rebar in the area. Do you have anything to do with that, or do you know who's doing that?
We did that. We've got to get those railroad ties cut up and put in the dumpster still, so it's in progress. John, our maintenance guy, is renting a chainsaw from the hardware store to cut those up.
Okay, and so was that taken out of the structure of that small playground area? Were those taken
off? It was taken off on the, where it delineated, because they were actually,
Disintegrated.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, they were falling over, and we were worried that somebody was going to trip trying to go over those things.
So are we going to replace them with new railroad ties?
That was not in the plan, but they were trying to create a ramp so that it goes down.
Okay,
so that it's safer to walk down.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I was just looking at the invoice for the, on page 28, and it says quantity shown in cubic yards, and then it says 82.
That sounds better.
That sounds more like it's possible that the calculation is really supposed to be 82 yards, not feet.
It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will
come out to check.
I will bring stuff at you. Yeah. I thought that one was way too high because of the two that were really low. So I will double check the calculator.
Yeah, I'm going to say the ones that are low.
Okay.
But I think the two are a lot more. They look
correct. Yeah.
Yes.
So we've moved that to...
The other thing, Lori, when you check on the issue, I noticed that this first quote is saying that it's certified by International Playground Equipment. Could you be able to, if you can kind of see if there's certification from the other company?
Sure.
So we know just kind of the level of quality of what they're...
That's a good point, yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
Anything else? Yeah. Okay, item 15, story shed issues, discussion of possible action. This is due to the break-in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, on October 29th, we had a break-in in the tool shed building. A report was made to the sheriff, and the camera footage was given to them as well. The stolen equipment was a battery-powered blower, a battery-powered trimmer, four rechargeable batteries, three battery charging stations, a pressure washer, and the umpire gear that we had donated.
Yeah.
So we need to replace the equipment. The cost to replace everything except the umpire equipment with comparable items is approximately $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The umpire gear would be about $150 to replace if we choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The deductible on our insurance is $1,000, so it's not really worth filing a claim on it.
Mm-hmm.
The shed doors need to be replaced and they're deteriorating. The cost to replace the doors is about $1,300 to $2,000, depending on the type of doors we use. And replacing the doors with wood is not recommended due to weather and stability of the doors. Fiberglass or steel doors are being recommended. I actually have a quote for door replacement further on. The shed needs to be alarmed, so an alarm will go off. The sheriff can be called by Gray. I have a quote for that, and if you wish, we can add additional cameras to increase our view. Two additional cameras would be $1,515 per
key. Where would you put those cameras?
One on the shed itself, so it would get a good look at the face of whoever's breaking into the doors, and another on the side of the shed facing the gazebo in the parking lot.
Okay. I'd recommend you put a camera inside that faces the door. Because if you put it on the outside, it just looks down, but you're still going to have a hoodie on, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
You're not going to expect it inside.
Unless
he listens to this.
Okay, anybody wearing damn shoes? Yeah, we know what kind of shoes they're so basically, they need to replace the equipment and need the board's authorization to do that because it's over my limit.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, my opinion is fine. I think we should replace the air fryer equipment too.
I agree with that.
I think we just should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And,
is that something we're going to leave to Monica to request?
Well, the umpire equipment, we don't use umpire equipment for anything. The umpires just stand there. That's more for like Little League or for something with the face mask and whatnot. Our umpires for softball don't use
it. But they're still,
like
but they're still using it though. Or somebody's still using it, right?
I don't believe anyone uses the umpire
equipment. Nobody uses
the
umpire
equipment. No, that was something that was given to Monica by someone when we started up the league.
We
never used it.
Okay.
That's something that Little League uses.
Weren't we holding that though for the Little League?
Yeah, if they ever needed it.
But they didn't.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's ever used it. We might want to check with Monica and see if I'm wrong, but I think it's been sitting there for...
We just got it.
Oh,
yeah, we got it in September.
Then maybe I'm thinking of the wrong equipment.
Let's approve to replace this and with the umpire gear for Monica and let Monica decide and focus on that decision that she... Like Natalie has a better grasp of whether it's going to be used or whether it's just going to, we're going to buy it and let it sit in the shed.
Yeah, I mean, we don't use it for the adult league. That's the show's team. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just take these one at a time then. So let's have a motion to for the replacement to replace the stolen equipment. And the umpire here, if Monica says that we use it.
Well, what if our softball isn't using it, but the Little League people
are?
We're gonna
check with Monica.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the Little League. You know, I mean,
no,
we've helped up a lot.
But the whole softball. Key is it being used?
Right.
The question.
Well,
is,
yeah.
But Monica's gonna know.
Okay.
I second it. All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Item one is done on here. Okay, now the shed doors. So the shed doors are just plywood doors or something, just falling apart.
Yeah, just falling apart. There's a crack in one of them halfway through it.
Yeah.
I got a quote, and he was looking to find out if I could use this quote. Make sure it's not a conflict.
Why are the doors so expensive? Really?
Well, we've got to have new doors, new lock sets, and the labor to put them on. So, and from what I'm understanding, it's actually hanging doors. It's kind of difficult. Is this a conflict of interest?
No, it's about payment.
So, your general manager did contact me with that question.
Yeah.
And, I called the FCTC and they actually were not very helpful with this particular issue. In my view, a 10 is not on your, is not listed in your conflict of interest code. So she has not been involved in the decision making process on this. Please don't ask her any questions about this at the board table. But she's not in the decision-making process on the, with respect to this item, and she's not listing a conflict of interest code. So I think the board can consider this this particular item and this particular offer to provide these services.
Okay. And I will tell the board that you contact two other companies to quote. And I've gotten nothing. It's almost like they're thinking it's too small a job, is my impression.
Yeah.
So we have three separate quotes. Is that Greg, Turner, Keane, and...
Yes.
Whatever the other one was.
It? And Theo. Yeah.
And Theo. Thank you. And
No, I was just going to say, steel versus aluminum.
The steel doors are actually cheaper. The calculation, the total for the steel doors should be
$1,209.61.
It's off. Yeah, that's right for you,
right?
I was told that they would do the job, and
But really, we're just replacing the doors, because it's not going to stop anybody from cutting the lawn and just come in.
No.
It doesn't matter what we put there.
No, I mean, unless you've got, you know, an angry monkey inside, I don't think it's going to stop anybody, so.
Yeah.
So I just want to deter it, and I want to keep the doors so that they're in good condition right now. Like I said, the one is split halfway down the middle, and that's concerning to me, because that's the door that the dead won't launch.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we go for the cheapest floor.
The cheapest is actually sealed.
Yeah.
Any comments from the group? Anybody got a hoodie out there?
Okay.
I think she just
did. Yeah.
I think the alarm and the camera inside are going to be the bigger
return. Right. Right. Okay. Do we want to get the door replaced with the lowest bid here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to get the doors replaced for the lowest bid?
Yeah.
Turner got for the security alarm. Oh, thank you. Yeah, because they really only have two. They go in order, the number order on the sheet on 33. The number 2 is for the shed, and that's 34 and 35. So 34 and 35 are shed doors. 36 and 37 is for the cameras, and 38 and 39 are for the alarm. Thank you, Lord.
Alright, should we just go for the steel doors on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, can I have a motion to replace the shed doors with the lowest bid, the steel doors? $1,300.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All those opposed? Alright, motion carries. Yes, the doors. Alright, so now down to the alarm.
Yeah, the alarm is on page 38 or 39. That's a quote from Turner. We don't have to get all of these items on the quote. We can just get the receiver, the transmitter, and the microwave and have it hooked up to the alarm pad in the office. My preference is for it to have its own wireless alarm pad and siren out there.
Well, what would happen if it's... Where's the siren now?
In the building.
In the building here. So if you set it, so if you didn't get that, you set it up here, the alarm, the siren would go off here in the building.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what, how are you with wireless sirens and wireless keypads?
I think they work fine nowadays. They weren't good in about 8 years ago. That's been my experience. Is there, everybody's starting to go to that
wireless?
Yeah. Yeah. What's been your experience?
I had some challenges early on at that point. I never jumped on the
wireless. Right. But I don't. There's no conduit. There isn't any conduit going between the main building and the shed out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we want to just keep it as simple as possible. I don't think we want to keep. I don't want to, you know, spend the money on that for a keypad out there.
Once this is wired, I mean, once this is alarmed, then that should be alarmed.
Right. You have to come in here before you went out there.
I think that I let the keypad occasionally. Yeah. Wants to go out to the shed without coming in here.
Yeah.
And just trying to make it a little bit easier.
Right.
But he did quote it in separate instances so that he can make a decision. So the first three items all together have the shorter $25.
Yeah.
He includes everything at $465.
Yeah, I think we do the first three items. That'd be my vote. What do you think?
I agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Okay. Alright, can I have a motion to alarm the shed with the first three items at $225?
$225.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Motion carries. So that is for the alarm. Now the cameras. So you want to put two cameras in there for somewhere. So I didn't understand the second camera. Explain that again.
The second camera would be outside the shed looking towards the gazebo and the parking lot. The reason being is that for the took out some of the equipment, was you took it out that way.
Yeah.
But then we would have gotten a picture of the car maybe once in place.
Yeah, but you know what they do, they look for the cameras. They figure it out. So we put a camera there, you know, pretty soon it's just fire versus fire and stuff. I mean, we're, you know.
Is there one on the back of the bathrooms?
No, there is not.
There's
nothing under the
adult. No. I would want to put one camera inside the shed.
Yeah, we can do that. That's a great idea. Yeah, nobody thought of that, so that's a great idea. I like it inside the shed.
Yeah.
As long as you have
to talk to them about the negative switch from infrared, you know, make sure there's no glitch in that as you open the door, that it can still fire up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask him. I don't think there'll be a problem at all.
Okay.
Do you want to bring this back?
I think we should get one camera and put it in there. Oh, but you got to get a quote just for the one camera? Or do we know?
This is a quote for two cameras, so...
Yeah. I don't know if it goes directly in half. You've got labor in here.
I was going to say, it's not going to go directly in half because it's still going to be wireless, so it'll come down, I would guess,
$500. We could approve a motion up to $1,000.
Okay.
If it's going to go over that.
Then I'll have to bring it back.
Yeah. Fire alarm on everybody? Okay. Right, can I have a motion to install a camera in the shed? Up to $1,000.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Sure.
Kurt Watson, is it reasonable to detain that surplus equipment just because we've done monitors out there? Wireless backing, probably.
Just put the cameras up there. That's also a good idea. I've done that. Yeah.
You know, not
good. Yeah, you've done that
too.
Oh, my God.
Did it work? Okay.
Well, I don't know because it's preventative. So you don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But it put the thought in their head. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, he saw where the cameras were and they were working.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, but if you put a dummy camera, yeah, then he's got to do more work and then maybe he thinks, forget this.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the thought. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Think about that. Okay. All right. Okay, let's just try to figure out what you're going to start shit. Okay, we're going to recess to a closed session. Item 16, and we'll call everybody back in when we're ready.